Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff. What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes. With no fear in their hearts, I can hear them say,
I won't let nothing turn me around.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta call through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to be rejoicing and being glad in it. And then we're going to find some kind of way for God to continue to bless us and to find ourselves worthy of this particular day. In Georgia, we've been flipping, flopping, raining, not raining, raining, not raining. This morning seemed like it's going to rain a little bit today, and so, but we're going to handle that, though, because we get our umbrella, we get our galoshes on, and we get our raincoat on, and we just go slap right out there in it. The song that you just heard when it says, I'm not going to let anybody turn me around, COVID sort of messed that up a little bit. Some people was happy, not happy, but seemed like they did not have that same desire to be in a worship service or to be in the company of other people. They took advantage of that so fast. They could go to work, listen to worship. They could stay at home in their socks and shoes and all of that kind of stuff at home. And so it took a little steam out of that from people who really wanted to go to worship. Now, in our congregation and other congregations across the nation, there were people who just could not wait to get back to church. Matter of fact, there are some who never did stop. They did everything possible, social distances, and they did everything that they could, made two worships, Zoom, all that kind of to get to worship. And I was thinking about some of the people who just struggle to get to worship. I ain't talking about people who just jump up and put your pants on, put your makeup on, get in the car, head straight to church. I'm talking about people who have to get up like an hour or two early to just get dressed and to get the makeup on and everything. One of the ladies that we have, well, we have two or three ladies like that in our congregation. One is 91, and they don't live a long distance from the church, but they do live some distance. The other one is one of those members that we got, and an original member is 96 years old. At 9 o'clock, she is at Bible study. And this is not condemning anybody else, but people who could put pants on, they're there at 9:20. She's there at 9 o'clock. Probably right now don't know that she's there. She's putting forth every effort to come to Bible study. Her sisters make sure that she get there. She dressed, she's ready, but she just sits in worship. How noble is that? 96 years old, at Bible study at 9. Most everybody else is coming 9:45, almost 10 o'clock for 10 o'clock worship. There's just something about that drive that I like. There's something about that devotion that I like. The song says, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Not always so. It's not always that fancy, but I do want you to know that life is worth living regardless of where your boat is in the water. Life, whether you're getting ready to pull up to the bank or whether you're on one of these rapids where the boat just be flying down the river, life is but a dream, but it's worth living. Paul would say in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, he said, for me to live is Christ. Now, I want you to notice what Paul is saying and where his heart and where his heart is. It's really not where ours is. It's really not where ours was. Because this is what he said. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Keep in mind now, he's not talking about suicide here. His relationship, Christ. See, we got one of them relationship. We got one of them relationship with Christ where we could take it or leave it. We can take it this week, leave it next week. Something happened in our lives this week, if we drop it off. So we didn't have nothing to hold on to like Paul has something to hold on to. Because remember now, he said he was seen of about 500 brethren, and least of all he was seen of me. So he says, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die again. He said, but if I live in the flesh, this is the flesh of my labor. He said, yea, what I shall choose, I want not. He said, for I am in twixt and between. He said, he's twixt and between, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. And of course, in his situation, I think sometimes when we see this passage and we hear Paul say, when we hear Paul say that, we forget about what his physical condition was, and it wasn't. This is still not talking about this desire to depart because of suicide or anything of that sort. He just had a relationship with Christ, and some of us haven't had that kind of relationship to where we can even figure about this particular thing. Like I said, he said, but nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for me. I'm concurring with him because Paul is saying, you know, as Paul was saying, I really love the Lord. Then he says in chapter 2, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of flesh, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He's but made himself of no reputation. He took on the form of flesh. This Christ, this is the one that Paul is continuing to tell us about our connection with him. And then he says in chapter 3, he said, brother, I count it not have apprehended. He said, but this thing, one thing that I do. He says, this thing which I do, I reach forth to those which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. He said, let us therefore, as many be perfect, be made mindful of these things that Christ has sent. Nevertheless, those who are ready to obtain, he says, let us walk by the same rule and let us mind by the same things. I like that when he says, you know, I count it not have already obtained it, but this one thing to do, I just keep on getting up in the morning. I keep on getting up for Sunday morning for church for 9 o'clock. I keep on trying to show my devotion not only to God, but also to myself. And so, like I said, COVID knocked us in the head on that. Gave some people so much convenience. Gave some people so much convenience. But every time I see a 96-year-old person at church come in the building, I think about the devotion. I think about the dedication. I think about she's going to serve God until God calls her home. And those who are attending to her are going to make sure that she gets there. And so, you know, when we get ready to pray in just a minute, not only do I want to pray for those who are sick in the hospitals, those who are diabetes, because I'm familiar with that now, diabetes, those who are got various things, but we just keep praying for the folks who just keep knocking the door of the church down, those who keep trying to seek him any way that they possibly can. Now, this don't mean that you can't do it virtually. If your church offer that, fine. You don't mean that if you just not feeling well that you can't take advantage of that. But I'm just saying, make sure there's some kind of way you're there with the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto God. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing but in everything through prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Only thing we can say is through faithful dedication. Like I said, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Life is but a dream. It's more than a dream. It's a commitment. It's more than a dream. It's a dedication. It's more than a dream or a dedication. It's a commitment to Christ. And one of the songs that we sang, Because He Lived, God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love and to give. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived. Now the key thing is the course to this day. Because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Listen here. Regardless of what you're going through right now, even the pain that you're going through, even dealing with some knuckleheads that you're going through, life is still worth living. Why? How do I know? It's because just not too long ago, a few days ago, a girl shot herself in the head. Why? Something was going on in life that just wasn't right. Well, how do I know? Because a girl that I saw the other day hanged herself. Hanged herself. Something in life just wasn't. But life is worth living. What they say is, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and just hang on. Just hang on, because life is worth living. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest and just and pure and lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there have been a virtue, if there have been a praise, think on these things. And then he says, and these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Listen to me. Listen to me. Take your medicine. Do what the doctor tell you to do. To hurt. Life is worth living. Father, we thank you for this day and for this opportunity we have on this program. Continue to be with everybody who's on this call and who didn't have an opportunity to give some kind of a praise or to give some kind of a request this morning. You know, we don't always want you to give the bad side. We want you to give the good side every once in a while on this program. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope you have a super duper week.